For 40 days since Easter, our Lord, the risen, glorified Savior, had spent time with his apostles. He was with them, he taught them, he prepared them to be his witnesses. As we heard St. Luke record in Acts of the Apostles, Jesus presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. The apostles were convinced, beyond a doubt, that Jesus truly was, is, the Lord, the Savior, the Son of God, the Messiah, and that he had suffered, died, and risen for our salvation. But now the time had come for him to return back to his heavenly Father. But before he does, our Lord commissioned the apostles to continue his work. Jesus told them, "Now you are going to go out and preach the gospel, make disciples, baptize in the name of the Trinity, and teach everything that I have taught you." With that, he blessed them, and he ascended into heaven. St. Luke records that the apostles were filled with great joy, not sorrow. Because of the ascension, the apostles knew our Lord had risen into high to be at the right hand of his Father, to truly enter that kingdom of glory. They knew, too, that now he could be with them at every moment. No longer was he bound by this time and space, locked into this position, this particular point of time, but rather he could be with them no matter where they were. So whether St. James the Greater went as far as Spain, or St. Thomas as far as India, St. Peter to Rome, they knew Christ would be with them. And that gave them great strength, as well as hope. Because now, they have no fear in this life. Their hearts are set on heaven. Yes, they do ask the question, "Well, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" No, he's not. He's not going to restore a physical kingdom of Israel. He's going to establish a church. And that's what he does. The apostles, filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, do go out, and they found the church. Christ will continue to be present and work through his church, whether we think through the words of sacred scripture proclaimed, the continuum of teaching of our church, the beautiful sacraments, or just the service of the church. In all, Christ is present, and we know that. And for that reason, we have no fear. The church will continue on, always, till the end of this world. And our hearts are set on higher things. Not just things of this world, no, the things of heaven. So with that, our Lord ascended, and the apostles waited. They will spend 10 days now in prayer, awaiting for the Holy Spirit to descend upon them at Pentecost. While they're waiting, though, they're with our Blessed Mother. Mary is there. Sometimes I wonder, what did Mary say to them? Well, we hear that Mary was praying with them. That makes sense. But also, I would think that she must have been telling them all kinds of stories about Jesus. After all, he had spent 30 years in the little home of Nazareth before he started his public ministry. So she probably was telling those stories about the Annunciation, whatever it may have been. But here, our Blessed Mother was important. She was with our Lord from the very beginning when he entered this world. She was with him throughout his life here on this earth. Rightly speaking, she was going to be there for Pentecost, the founding of the church. Well, put it all together. We do have a beautiful message then for Mother's Day. You fathers can just wait till June. You'll get your good due at that point when we celebrate Father's Day. But when we think of making Christ present, living in the presence of Christ, and looking at the example of our Blessed Mother and her role within the church, we see a very important lesson in appreciating what motherhood is supposed to be in the eyes of God. So first of all, a good mother is, like Mary, called to be a holy woman. In so doing, for all of you who are mothers, you need to take time to pray each day. This is essential. For anyone who wants to grow in holiness, one has to spend time in the presence of God. And that comes through daily prayer. In such prayer, definitely pray for your husband and think, am I doing the best I can to fulfill the vows that I took? Am I doing the best I can to make my marriage stronger? Pray also, because he's the father of the children, then pray for the children, each one by name, because each one is a little bit different. Ask the Holy Spirit for whatever guidance is needed to deal with the particular issues of each child. Now, I understand that there may be here some individuals who are single moms, or, same time, single dads. Well, given that, still pray. And pray for the single mom, the father of your children, and vice versa. Because we don't want to let a hurt, a tragedy, turn into a hatred. The devil could use that. And after all, that person is the parent who helped you have your children. So just no matter what the circumstances of life may be right now, be sure you take time to pray. And then secondly, besides taking time to pray, like Mary, a holy woman, remember, she was the mom. Now, as the good Jewish mother, she did many of the household activities of the little community church called a home. She made that house of Nazareth a home. So St. John Paul II always referred to the home as a domestic church. It's not simply a house where people dwell. It's a home. It's a domestic church. The Lord has to be truly the Lord of your home. The father has to be the Saint Joseph. He has to be the good, faithful spouse, the provider, the guardian, the one who is the spiritual head who leads the family in prayer. But the mom has to be the spiritual heart. And that's the key. Guaranteed, it's the mom who transforms that house really into a home. I can say that was my experience growing up. Like Mary, a good mom also has to make Jesus known to others. Just as Mary presented Jesus to the shepherds, the Magi, you moms are the ones who have to take that role in teaching your children how to pray and praying with them each day, helping them learn their religious education, making sure they come as a family, all of you, to Sunday Mass, making sure you come to regular confession. I can again truly say it's my mom who taught me my prayers. My mom's the one who helped prepare me for my sacraments. She's the one that always made sure we as a family went to Mass. And then, like Mary, who made haste to go visit cousin Elizabeth when she learned from Archangel Gabriel that Elizabeth was expecting John the Baptist, you need to be moms who teach your children to serve. We live in a society where we're very comfortable, and too many things can simply be expected by our young people, taken for granted. With all the technology that we have, we can become very isolated from each other, even the members of our family. So you moms in particular, be mindful of encouraging your own children to acts of service. Of course, that can be at home. The idea of doing chores is something very good. I would encourage you in particular to make the evening meal a family activity, whether it's having each child have a job, whether it's setting the table or helping prepare, or it is sitting down to share that meal together and talk, and for you parents to have the opportunity to ask the right questions to your children and learning about what's going on in life, or at the end of the meal doing dishes together, things like that. That's a good way to learn service to each other. Beyond that, think about the community, whether it's helping out here at church in some way, could be someone in the neighborhood who could use some help. I remember my mom encouraging me and my brother to go and maybe shovel snow for the neighbor across the street who was a widow. Things like that. Very important, because we learn to serve. In this too, don't forget the grandparents. This is very important, because too oftentimes we isolate our grandparents. Make sure, moms, that your kids call the grandparents. Send them the birthday cards, the birthday gifts. If they're in the local area, go to visit them. Again, just as our Blessed Mother had her eyes open to serve, you as moms need to help your children take on that responsibility, that maturity, so that one day they will be good servants, especially to those entrusted to their care. And then lastly, too, just as Mary stood at the foot of the cross, help your kids stand at the foot of the cross. Life isn't always easy. We always have our disappointments, challenges, times of sacrifice, even the failures. But just as our Blessed Mother stood there on Good Friday at the foot of the cross with the hope of the resurrection, knowing that this too would pass, you moms have to be those faithful witnesses. You have to be the ones that encourage your children to keep on track, to remember, life goes on. This too will pass. There's always the hope of the resurrection. Also, I firmly believe, as St. Paul said, for those who love God, everything works out for good. This is the hope that our Blessed Mother offered. This is the hope that a good mom wants to give too. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this feast day of the Ascension, we think then of how we're called to be those witnesses. On this Mother's Day, though, let us pray for our moms, that they may be truly great witnesses of the faith. Again, looking at our world today, maybe some of us here did not have a mom, maybe because of death or some other circumstance. Or maybe our mother wasn't the mother like Mary that she could have been. Either way, she gave us life, and she gave us the opportunities then of life. If that's the case, though, especially for you young people, take Mary as your mother. Pope St. John Paul II, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, St. Catherine Laboure, and others lost their moms at a very young age. And all of those saints took Mary personally as their own mother. And they turned out pretty good, didn't they? And so, my brothers and sisters, we rejoice this day. But let us honor our mothers, and in our world today, honor the beautiful gift of motherhood as God has designed it. With that, I ask all moms to please stand for the Mother's Day blessing. Heavenly Father, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. We ask you to bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. May they always look to the example of our Blessed Mother Mary, the mother of our Savior Jesus Christ, and rely on her prayers. Let their own example of faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let us all now stand and profess our faith. I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the Lord God, from all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, you said that where two or more are gathered in your name, that you would be in their midst and hear their prayers. With this confidence, we offer these petitions.
For all of our church leaders, especially Pope Francis, Bishop Laverty, and our parish priests, that they will preach the gospel with courage and conviction, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our civil officials, that remembering all authority comes from God, they will promote the common good of all, safeguard the sanctity of marriage and the family, and defend the rights to life and to religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For justice and peace among nations, and for those who serve in our military, security, and intelligence services to make peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christians who face persecution and genocide, especially in Islamic countries, that the Holy Spirit will keep them strong in the faith, and for all non-believers, that the Holy Spirit will move them to faith in our divine Savior, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Little Sisters of the Poor and other religious organizations, that the Supreme Court will uphold their right to religious freedom and thereby enable them to continue their work for the elderly poor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all mothers, that looking to the example of our Blessed Mother Mary, they will strive to be holy women, holy spouses, and holy mothers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our children who received their first Holy Communion this Saturday, that they will grow in love for our Lord through devotion to his Blessed Sacrament, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our young people graduating college, that the Holy Spirit will guide them in their future endeavors, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the acceptance of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that young men and women from our own families will heed Christ's call and offer their lives to him who gave his life for us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and homebound in our parish, and for our deceased, especially Charles Keating IV, the nephew of Brad and Elaine Bolin, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Anthony Savatieri, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our own personal intentions, which we offer in the quiet of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to hear all our prayers, even those prayers held within our hearts, and to grant them in accord with thy divine will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In calling upon the prayers of our Blessed Mother, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our second collection is for our parish debt and mortgage. You may place your offering for the Catholic Communications Campaign in either collection. Thank you for your generosity.
Please join in singing our offertory hymn, number 647, O Christ, our hope, number 647.